Shabbat Shalom. Recently, I was walking across Columbus Avenue, lost in my own thoughts. All of a sudden, three women with three little dogs running beside them appeared out of nowhere and almost walked into me. They crossed the street in a rush, their voices bubbling with excitement as they greeted yet another woman with a little dog who was waiting with glee for them on the corner. Now, while we New Yorkers don't really like dogs and people weaving through our paths, I could not help but smile at their joy. I turned the corner and immediately came upon another happy encounter. A store owner was in the midst of opening up her shop when two people greeted her with hugs and joyful hellos. In the space of a few brief moments, I almost felt as if I had walked onto the set of a musical. I continued on and didn't think much of it. I had errands to do. First, I needed to pick up a birthday candle for a friend's cake on my way to work, so I popped into a local bakery where I knew I could buy a candle quickly. When I checked out, the clerk said, "That's okay, you can have them." Truly baffled, I looked at him and asked, "How much are they?" He repeated, no, you can have them." It took me a moment to realize he was giving them to me for free. Then I went on a bus, and I kid you not, the same thing happened. The bus driver said, "Fare is on me today, take a seat." This truly happened, and all in one day. With all that positivity in the air, I couldn't help but be swept up into a good mood. But I also have days when lots of little negative things get in the way. I have gotten yelled at Fairway for unintentionally blocking someone's path. I've gotten splashed with dirty street water when a car drives by too quickly, and these things end up making me feel kind of crabby. And isn't this true for all of us? While we may think that at times we are completely in our own world, as we make our way to and from our destinations, listening to our podcasts, thinking about our upcoming meetings, or talking on the phone, our surroundings have a significant impact on us. They are the atmosphere, the context into which we are operating. And extending this to the meta level, the current political and cultural frame within which we are operating has a great impact on our interactions, on our choices, and on our feelings. We are living in a time when we focus on what divides us instead of what we share. We are living in a time when we are quick to judge and slow to show compassion. We are living in a time when we are clouded by self-absorption. We sit alone, thinking about ourselves, staring at our screens and scrolling. How are our stocks doing? How many people responded to that last post I put up? What's the latest happening with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? From diversions to self-interests, things are out of balance. So where do we go from here? How do we return to our central human values? How do we bring more awareness of mercy, justice, love, and peace into our day-to-day lives? Judaism has a lot to teach about the parameters for a balanced society. A Jewish folktale. During creation, the animals, new to the world, need to figure out how to survive and thrive. The smallest of all the creatures are constantly chased and preyed upon by larger animals. Knowing they cannot survive this way much longer, the smaller animals call for a meeting to join together and come up with a plan. Starfish says, "I have seen the three enormous creatures who are connected to the angels. Surely they must have a way to help us." So Mouse and Sparrow accompany Starfish to meet the three enormous creatures. Up close, they can see that these creatures are actually three different beings. One is a sky creature called Zis, who has golden wings that reach across the entire earth. Another is a land creature called Behemoth, who causes the earth to tremble beneath his giant legs. And the third is a water creature called Leviathan, whose huge tail causes tidal waves in the sea. Upon listening to Starfish's plea, the three creatures look and see that the world, in fact, has become unbalanced. The greed of the large animals has gotten so out of hand that they are eating up virtually all of the small animals. So the creatures consult the angels and decide it is time for the great words. And so they send the small animals home to wait. Behemoth roars, "Peace!" And upon hearing this, the larger animals tremble for 3 months as the word reverberates around them. Then Zis utters, "Justice!" which stops the large predatory birds from hunting. Leviathan hums, "Mercy!" to the predators of the sea. And finally, the angels sing, "Love." These words changed everything. All of the creatures on the earth only now take as much as they need to eat, no more than necessary, and they give each other time to rest and replenish. This allows the smallest creatures to survive and thrive, and for them all to live in harmony. This folktale lays out the parameters of life that hold the world in balance. While the smallest creatures pursued justice for themselves, the solution to achieve balance was merciful and fair to all creatures, large and small. Each one is important. There is only a healthy balance when each are treated with compassion and love. Imagine how your day-to-day interactions would change if you tried to let love and compassion lead. It's a simple but profound idea. When practiced over and over again, it has the potential for creating real change. Let the good in me connect with the good in others until the world is transformed through the compelling power of love, said Hasidic master Nachman of Breslau. Sometimes we may feel like we are small specks against a rising tide threatening to wash us away, especially when we are face to face with those whom with we disagree, or find cold and distant, or have strong opinions that conflict with our own. But when we lead with love and compassion, we open the way for possible points of connection. We can disagree, even vehemently so, but we don't need to engage in hateful ways. Hate leads to more hate. That's the only place it can go. In today's time, expressions of justice, mercy, love of all humanity can be seen as a political act. Intentional kindness towards all in the current culture can be understood as an act of resistance. And this is a fundamental expression of what it means to be Jewish. As the former beloved chief rabbi of pre-state Israel, Harav Cook, stated, when a person commits even the slightest act of greed and selfishness, it instills with him a hatred of some entity. But when a person does acts of mercy and justice, love shines within them. As Jewish mystics believe, acts of justice, mercy, and love emanate goodness. So our individual acts have an impact on the balance of the world beyond ourselves. This week, we begin the book of Exodus. In Hebrew, this book is called Shemot, or names, because it begins with the words Ve'elah Shemot, and these are the names. Our name, as Jews, is Yehudim, the ones who are grateful. To be grateful is to be aware of our gifts and not to take them for granted, but it is also to be grateful for the gifts that we have to share, gifts of mercy, justice, compassion, and love that lead to peace. May it be so. Shabbat Shalom.